Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Reminded today of what John Paul Jones said, one of the battles of, I think it was in the lake here, I could have been wrong, was fighting in the American Revolution. Well, it looked like they were in trouble, and one of his ships were being blown up. He had no way of escape. It's quite a story if you'd ever go back and read it. But I'm reminded of it today, the battle of 1779, I believe it was, when John Paul Jones said what? Anybody know what he said? I have not yet begun to fight.
New Orleans.
No, I don't think it's New Orleans. It could have been, but I don't think that's it. Somebody else can. His ship had been struck. they were flaming. They were on the way down. Message came to him. What do you want us to do? He said, "Don't worry about it. I've not yet begun to fight." And boys, that has to be our attitude. And here on Christmas Eve day. Honored to be able to come in here and join with you. I have got so much stuff to share with you. Jeezy, peasy, wheezy. And I want to encourage you. Let me do this real quick. Oh, Lord, how do I do this? Okay, I'll do that. I'll do it. We're going to go support the president on January 6th. Mike, I don't know if we have that up on our screen. I don't know if it's on our page. And we've heard from people who want to go from all across America. So people said, listen, I'm going to bring a van load. I'm going to bring a van load. Coach, I'm going to bring a van load. So we're trying to make it easy. And here's what we try to do to make it easy. It says right there on the front, register for the Equal Justice Tour, D.C. Here's all we're really going to try to do is we're going to try to help you find us, okay? If you're like Randy and you said, Coach, I'm going to fill a van load. Or I heard from Ray LeBlanc. He says, Coach, I'm filling a van. I'm coming from Wisconsin. God bless you, Ray. So, well, where do we meet you? Well, we got a hotel for you. We have a hotel. We have 20 rooms already reserved. If you're coming and you're bringing a van load, we need to know that so we don't run out of rooms or we're able to get more rooms. And there's a registration process on our website to do that, okay? Some of you I know are going to rent vans, maybe cars. I don't know how you're going to get there. We're charged. What do we ask? We're asking $65, and that gives you a night in a motel. It'll help folks. I don't know if you know this or not. The $65 that you pay helps pay your transportation. I just want you to know that last time when we went to DC, we forked out a great deal of money for Jack and the boys to rent a van to come from Maine. We paid for Ray's car out of the $65 that you send us. We paid for Ray LeBlanc, Ray and Jane, their rental car from Wisconsin. We rented two Went rental vehicles here in Ohio, and we drove them for $65. You get a hotel room, hopefully some food, and you help provide the means that other people can get here through the rental of cars and gas. And are you with me? So if you're sitting around calculating, saying, oh, $65, well, that's a lot for half a room. It's not for just half a room. It's not. And so if you're going to do that and you're going to come, like we like to say, man, you got to have some skin in the game. You got some skin in the game. And if you cancel, we keep your money. Okay? I'm just out. We'll keep the money. We'll put somebody else in that slot. But we believe we're in the midst of the second great civil war. I believe it's already started. I'm not so sure if it's a civil war or whether it's a world war. I don't know if we've even figured that one out yet. And as futile as it seems sometimes to go to Washington, D.C., this will be our third time now in 6 weeks. Say, yeah, four more years. I don't want to go chant four more years. Not one. I don't want, that's not what I want to talk about. But folks, we are, we're at war. We're at war. Nobody will call it. Nobody will say what it is. And can I tell you even more so? You better hear me. This is a war over Christianity. If that other side wins, we will be communist China crushing Christian dissidents. Does anybody think I'm wrong? Anybody out there think I'm wrong? In 2 years, they'll be rounding up some of you guys. This show won't even be here, and they'll be rounding up some of us. Oh, yeah. That's for sure. And I don't know if going to Washington, D.C. and standing with Trump is going to work. I don't know. You guys know, anybody else know what else to do? Anybody got an idea? I'm open to ideas. But it would be awesome if we got 2 million people in Washington, D.C. I don't know about you, so I ain't going nowhere. I want my congressman out on the steps. I want to see my senator out on the steps of the Capitol. We are here to fire some folks. That's my heart on it, okay? You sign up online. If you can't go, please donate. Please. Please donate. This is I wasn't in the service. Hey, Joe. Hey, Silver. What do they call it when they battle plan and then send the guys out? What's that called? What's that called when they do that?
A battle plan?
Well, when they say we're going to go, like it's an initiative. It's a
deploy.
Thank you. We're going to be deployed. We're deploying troops. We don't have tax dollars supporting the deploying of our troops. In fact, we're fighting against those who are getting our tax dollars. And so we're deploying an army. Okay, we're deploying an army. And we need your help to do that. Okay, we ask as many of you as can come. Don't feel guilty if you can't. It's the middle of the week. I know it sucks. I know it. Sign up for us there online. Cool? Well, I'm feeling it this morning. I might go to Matthew chapter 5. I was just having a discussion. I love my wife so much. And the assault that we've received, the email assault that we've received over the last has been, it's been as great as anything we've done. And I was just talking to her before I came down here this morning to do the show. And I said to her, because you know, isn't all of our responses, aren't our natural responses, why won't they tell the truth? Somebody raise your hand if that's your natural response. Is it so hard for them just to tell the truth? Why is it so hard for them to tell the truth? It's because we don't understand that we're in a war and that they are on the other team and that their end goal is the destruction of Christianity. Folks, that's their end goal, the destruction of Christianity. They want Christianity wiped off the map. I'm going to show you that here in a second. I'm over here trying to look at my whiteboard open, change layout. Is that what I want to do? I don't know. Is that what I want to do? I'm trying to figure out how to get all you people back on. Anyway, I'll figure it out here in a second. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, chapter 5 says, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up to a mountain when he was set, and his disciples came unto him." Don't ever forget, the Sermon of the Mount was given just to the disciples. We think he went up on that mountain and then he yelled and talked to everybody. No. The disciples came and they sat down before them and he spoke to the disciples. Are you a disciple of Jesus? This isn't a message to the world. This is a message to the disciples of Jesus. What did he say? I love verse 2. And he opened his mouth and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness." See, I hunger and thirst after righteousness in America, not just in my own life. You understand that? You understand how easy this would be if we just taught the Ten Commandments to our kids? If we passed a law that every kid, you don't have to be a Christian, but every kid in America will be able to recite the Ten Commandments, recite and obey them. I hunger for that. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, not the peacekeepers. We've been through that. For they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted. What? Blessed are they which are persecuted when they go to the Indian mounds and pray, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when you go to the Indian mounds and they persecute you and revile you and write all manner of evil against you, make up lies about you, and attack you, and threaten to kill you. Say all manner of evil against you falsely. It's all been false, by the way. All of it false. Why? For my sake. I'm going to read that again. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice. Be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven. Because a lot of boys came before you, they did the same thing too. And by the way, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses your savor, dude, you ain't good for nothing. How's it ever going to be salty again? You aren't any good except be cast out and walked over by Indians and the great spirits. You're the light of the world. City is set on a hill, can't be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, so that it gives light unto all the house. Let your light so shine before those Indians and those newspaper reporters and those TV cameras. Let your light so shine before them that they're going to see your good works and they're going to glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Because listen, boys, don't think that I came to destroy the law of the prophets. I didn't come to destroy them, but to fulfill them. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth passes away, not one jot, not one tittle, in no wise pass from all till it all be fulfilled. My goodness, my goodness. Whoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men, so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do and teach them the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Wow, this is good, isn't it? Blessed are you. You know what? I'm sitting here today. I am this morning, according to the word of God, Michelle and I are two of the most blessed people in all of Ohio. Somebody give me a thumbs up on it. Huh? That's what it says? You either believe it or you don't believe it.
Amen, brother.
So I'm going to sit around, whine about it, cry about it. My friends are talking about me. My neighbors are laughing at me. I'm getting dirty emails. They're getting death threats. Thank you, Jesus. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Because all they want to do is try to intimidate us and scare us out of the God. That's all they're trying to do, folks. We represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We don't represent some great spirit. We don't represent some serpent spirit. We don't honor. I'm sorry, Christians. We do not pay honor to a serpent spirit. Folks, come on now. Christians don't pay honor. The Lord said he'll have no other gods. None. No other gods before. Ain't got no other gods before me. And we got Christians putting other gods on the same plateau as the Lord. Well, coach, you have to respect their religious beliefs. Why? Where does it? Hey, Larry, where does it say that? Where does the Bible say that I have to respect the religious beliefs of others? Does anybody know where that might be? I know where it is. He said it, verse 12. She said it. They said it. The homos said it, verse 10. Where does it say that? He said, no, I know other gods before me. No. To muster, that's right, OJ. We're going to muster, right?
Hey, coach, yeah. I don't think the Bible says it, but it is said from behind the Satanic Social Club pulpit.
It is. That we're being disrespectful. See, folks, listen to yourself. We're being disrespectful to the Indians when we don't exalt the one true God. We're being disrespectful to the Indians, right? You know what they're saying? Hey, Dak, you know what they're saying? We disrespect the Lord so that we respect their beliefs, as if all beliefs are equal. They're not. Hey, friends, they're not all equal. Let me say this again real slow here on Christmas Eve. Not all beliefs are the same. Not all beliefs are equal. And not all God's a king. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom. Not everybody who thinks they're a Christian is a Christian. And you cannot be loyal to Jesus Christ and honor a serpent spirit. Anybody think I'm wrong?
Are these really emails you're getting from Christians or people that think they're Christians?
Well, Glenn, here's what it is. They have a great, great network. The left has very, very, very well networked. And so the word goes out to attack coach. Because, see, they want me to blink. They want me to flinch. I made them mad because I sometimes I respond to them. Sometimes I don't. Like I said this, pardon me, What makes you think I care what you think? Sometimes that's what I say to them. I respond to them, right? But they have a concentrated effort. Hey, Glenn, masquerading sometimes as Christians.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They'll quote a scripture and say, you're not a very good Christian, and see you later, you MFer, right? So they give themselves away that they're not Christians.
Yeah, quoting scripture from a person who doesn't even believe in the God of that Bible.
That's it. That wants to honor, Indian gods, right? Right.
Now, so, Coach, I'll go back to you calling all your spirit. You serve only one, and it's singular. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, not the Great Spirit. And I don't even want to get. Hey, listen, I got to throw this out there real quick. My good friend Clay Parker sent me three of Fritz Zimmerman's books. He got it for me for a Christmas present, I guess. I got three of them. One's called The Nephilim Chronicles. And you know what? You know what the Nephilim Chronicles is? It's unbelievable. It's about that thick, and it lists every newspaper article all across the Midwest that Fritz dug out, that newspaper article written about finding giants in specific places. These aren't speculations. Fritz recopies newspaper articles of a giant they found in Noble County and a giant with double rows of teeth that they found in Spalding County. It's all throughout the book, folks. And for those of you out there who are still fighting with people trying to get them convinced that about the giants and the Nephilim, hey, get Fritz's book. It's right in it. It's newspaper articles and pictures. Oh, we've been so lied to. Now, whether or not they're the Nephilim and returning and all that kind of stuff, but to say that the giants weren't in the land in Ohio is talk about a fabrication and a lie. So thanks, Clay, for getting me that thing. Hey, listen, Mike, this is cool. Pull up Oregon State Senator Dallas Hurd. I just saw this morning. I ought to give this guy a phone call. Hey. I want you to know that. I know you guys know this. You're not gonna meet a more loving person than Michelle Dobbenmeyer. You're not gonna meet one ever. The most caring, loving person. And I go out of my way to love people and be kind to people and all that stuff, folks. Hey, folks. But I'm not gonna love the things that the Lord hates. And I'm not talking about people. If someone has a false belief, I'm going to point it out. I love them enough to point them out, right? Hey, it's grievous. Well, I don't want to go to our Christmas party, our family Christmas party. Thank God for COVID. Just kidding. I don't want to go to it because I know the opposition I'm going to face. And the sad thing is that they're operating from a position they don't understand. They don't know what I know. Should I get mad at them? Instead, it's just easier for me to bite my tongue and then go to the doctor tomorrow and get it stitched back up, chewing on my tongue the whole time I'm sitting there, not really wanting to say something that they can't understand in the first place. They can't understand it. But I'm not going to stop saying it. Not going to. So here's an Oregon State Senator, Dallas Hurd. I just saw this yesterday. This morning, I guess. This way I feel. This is the boldness of Christ that we need in America. This is the boldness it's going to take. Go ahead, Mike. Ecclesia in action. Isn't that something? Ecclesia in action.
Remonstrances. Senator Dallas Hurd. This is yet another illegitimate session where you, the Democratic majority, have declared the people unfit to participate in person in their own Capitol building. Let the record reflect that I am in fierce opposition to any legislation that this illegitimate assembly may pass today. You will be held accountable for this in the coming years. You have joined Kate Brown in her campaign of intimidation against the people and the children of God. 1 Samuel 2:10 says, "The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. From heaven he will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. The anointed king of kings is Jesus Christ. And this is his kingdom, not ours. The days of your unchecked assault against our freedoms and his children is over. You've oppressed the free peoples of Oregon. You have said to me through my caucus leader that we are being forced to wear these masks today and that your false authority will be enforced against any of us who don't submit to you. If you had not done such great evil to my people and had simply asked me to wear this mask, I would have. But you commanded it, and therefore I declare my right to protest against your false authority and remove my mask. I will stand here for 30 seconds while you decide whether you are fascists, willing to use the government to force and override my rights, or to prove that you are nothing more than bullies and false authorities.
That's what we need. Bold Christian men. Bold Christian men. Amen. Hey, listen, I've rambled for 21. I got a lot to share with you today. I'm looking for raised hands over here. Anybody got the hand? Silver's got his hand up. Go ahead, Silver.
Okay. That was beautiful in that assembly. And what's coming up with the assembly in Washington, D.C. You know, I will not be there, but because I'm unable to go. All right.
You don't have to apologize. That's okay.
Okay. But I also find myself not agreeing with all the political maneuvering that we're doing. We need to do that in church. We need to shut down the pastor and his staff and make that little bitty announcement to the body and tell them, here's what the message is from God. His son is returning soon. Repent.
Amen, Joe. Wow.
Period. We need to get focused. I mean, we're going everywhere. And we're not going to church because we feel that they're lost and all the rest of that. You know, I mean, I feel that we really need to get to church and somehow, at least for 2 minutes, speak that word on that podium. Shut down all the damn dancing and praising and worshiping and all that crap and get people down on their knees. Because he's coming back, and it's soon. It's sooner than we think.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Joe. Myra, come on in.
Yes, good morning, Coach and everybody, all my brothers and sisters. I love you all. First of all, that's definitely a beautiful display of what a Christian is supposed to do. And like you say, Coach, if we love these people enough, love them enough, we got to tell them the truth. And for Silver, you are part of the team. Wherever we go, we're all part of the team. So I don't want you to feel behind.
Amen. Amen.
Because you always support us with prayers. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. That's right, Myra. Some of us can go, some of us can't. You know, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about this today. We're really watching a frontal assault on Christianity, folks. In Western civilization, it is a frontal attack, a frontal assault on Christianity. And I want to ask you this. What would have happened if we had been at the mounds, in the Serpent Mound, and we had told the Indians they couldn't come on? What would have been the response? We know what it would have been, don't we? We know exactly what it would have been. Why? Because they all, look at me. They hate Christ, folks. They don't even know they do. They hate Jesus Christ. They hate that name. They hate His declaration that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of the Lords. They hate His declaration that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light, and no one comes to the Father but by me. They hate that, folks. They hate that. They want to go pound their drums and do their incantations and their chants, and they want their incantations and their chants to be put on the same level of credibility as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And sadly, in America's churches, we're teaching they are on the same level, see? We don't know our history. We say, well, there's freedom of religion. Oh, yeah, there's freedom of religion, but there's not protection of every religion, folks. There's not protection. Oh, there's free speech, but there's not protection of free speech. Sometimes I open my mouth and I have the ability to speak it, and I have also the ability to receive a cock in the mouth from somebody who throws a punch and knocks me off. Free speech has consequences. Religious freedom has consequences. They both must be fought for. And we don't want to fight. The church has taught us to roll over, accept them, be tolerant, be diverse. All of us have, what did Oprah say? There are many ways to heaven, many paths to the Lord. Who are you to force your beliefs on somebody? You see what's going on? You see what's going on? And the whole time, they are forcing their atheism, their paganism on us. They're demanding America be a pagan, atheistic nation. Can't you see what's going on? If you think there's any such thing as a religious free zone anywhere in America, you're dumber than I thought. Some king will be exalted everywhere you go. Sometimes it's government. Sometimes it's the police. Sometimes it's the principal at the school. Sometimes it's the mayor. Sometimes it's a councilman. Some whatever. But there is always some authority acting like he's God. You understand? And what are we taught? Romans 13, obey them. Got to obey them. I'm going to show you something here real quick. I'm sorry. This is good this morning. Whether you like it or not, it's good. Hey, Jeff, bring up Coaching Colbert. Coaching Colbert. Because I want you to see this. I want you to think back a year ago when I went on the rant about the NFL and the halftime show. And ended up on the Colbert show. And I want you to watch this, folks. I want you to ask yourself, if they would have done this to a black man, would they have done this to a Jewish man? Would they have done this to a Native American man? Would they have openly mocked the King of Kings the way they mocked me with no consequences? And as I said before, it reminded me of the movie Rocky, when the first movie Rocky, when Rocky had just come out of a press conference with Apollo Creed, and Apollo Creed had made fun of Rocky. And Adrian, his wife, said, "Didn't that bother you?" And Rocky, standing out in front of her house on the sidewalk, she's up on the porch. He's looking down the ground. He's got a ball in his hand. He takes that ball and he throws it on the ground. He catches it. He doesn't look at him. He throws it down again. And he says, "Hey, it bothered me. This bothered me. Not that they did it to me. Pardon me. But they had the balls to do it and get away with it." Go ahead and play it, Mike.
Nice. Meanwhile, sex for unmarried people in Virginia might be legal soon. Because until now, it's actually illegal for people in Virginia to have consensual sex outside of marriage. Shocking, I know. But
right there.
Meanwhile, an Ohio minister and podcaster named Dave Daubenmeyer says he wants to sue the NFL because the Super Bowl halftime show made him horny. I hope he means this year's halftime show, because I'd hate to think he was aroused by Left Shark. Apparently, what got Daubenmeyer all Daubenmeyered up was the Pepsi halftime show featuring Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. Daubenmeyer took to the internet to vent his very specific problems with it.
I saw a lot of crotch shots. Dare I say that? Crotch shots from last night's Super Bowl. I'm looking for a lawyer out there, if somebody would join me in a class action lawsuit against Pepsi, the NFL, my local cable company. I don't know who all we would sue, but sue as many people as we want to for pandering pornography. Jennifer Lopez, by the way, is 50 years old. 50 years old. Folks, I'm going to say this again really, really slow. J-Lo is 50. You go on a porn website, you're not looking for 50-year-old women. You're looking for 24-year-old women.
Excuse me? Porn enthusiasts don't want to see 50-year-old women, sir. Does the term MILF mean nothing to you? No, no. I'm sorry. I'm angry. But I'm a little confused as to how Daubenmeyer thinks he's going to win this lawsuit, so I've invited him here to explain. Please welcome Reverend Dave Daubenmeyer.
Hello, Stephen. Hi there. Hello, Stephen. Thanks for having me on your filthy late-night sin and jazz music review.
My pleasure, sir. My first question is, can you really sue the Super Bowl for having sexy dancers?
Oh, it wasn't just the dancers. Everything in that halftime show shuddered with pure eroticism. The lights, the shape of the football, the Pepsi logo. I mean, Pepsi. Look at it. It's a dolphin going to town on itself under a red umbrella. It's totally obvious.
I don't see it. But, sir, why didn't you just change the channel?
Well, that wouldn't work, Stephen. This filth is everywhere. You got those golden girls shaking their bathrobed butts this way and that. Then the commercials start, and you got that depraved Kool-Aid man with his full round curves, that rock-hard handle, red frothy juice sloshing up and down the sides of the jug. No wall can keep him in.
Okay, well, that's all we have time for. I hope your halftime lawsuit goes well.
I'm also suing Jugs Magazine. I bought a copy, and it only had human women. Where are the humanoid juice men?
You've disturbed my audience, sir.
I know.
You seem very serious about this.
I'm coming for you, Juice Man.
Dave Daubenmeyer, everybody. We'll
you
be right
too,
back
Steven.
With Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
So can you imagine them doing that against any other ethnic group in America? Can you imagine them getting away with it?
Coach, they wouldn't dare. They wouldn't dare.
No, they wouldn't dare. Why? Because they don't think we fight back, see? It's okay. We'll be out of here soon. We'll be out of here soon. As they poison that filth, right? Y'all with me? It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. So I'm gone for 33 minutes. I got some more stuff, but somebody come on in. Let's see. Randy, come on in. Paul, you're next.
Hey, Coach, you know when God told the serpent when he put him on the ground and he said, I'm going to put enmity between you, your seed and the woman's seed. Coach, the word enmity there is hate.
Mm-hmm.
It's hostility. It's animosity. That's why Jesus said the world will hate you, because we're two different, we're enemies. We're
yes,
two
sir.
Different kinds of people.
Amen. So
we have the DNA of God in us. That's the seed that we're of. It's incorruptible, Peter says. The other side, whether they're really bad or they're not too bad, it really doesn't matter. They don't have the DNA of God in them. They right. are not born again. They're enemies. I'm sorry. Until they know that they come to the cross of Christ, they are enemies. Now,
see the serpent, enmity, see the serpent, see the woman. Go ahead.
Yeah, except, Coach, I'm not saying we don't love and we shouldn't. That's our motivator. It's not the message. Truth is our message. But we still have to be around them and all this. I get that. But Coach, we don't love the same things they love. Look at this Colbert. Look at what he loves, Coach. It's pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we stand? What's wrong with standing up against that? That's what we did for up until 100 years ago. That's what we did.
By the way, Randy, if Colbert had any balls, he'd have really had me on, wouldn't he?
They don't want to fight, Coach. When we fight back, they run. Bobby is a great example. He stands up. It's not he doesn't stand up for his manhood. He stands up for Christ. When we stand up, Coach, they're going to run. I don't care what.
You're right, Rand. You're right. Paul Webb, come on in then, Rachel. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Coach. Basically, all that really was, they're attacking you because number one, you're white and you're a Christian. I'm just going to say it. That's the elephant in the room. And that's what they're attacking.
That's right.
Anything that is about, and I'm black, so like that makes a difference or anything. But
because your eyes still work, don't they, Paul? Your brain still works. It says that. Yeah, they would never do this to a black man. They would never do that to a black man.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. They wouldn't do it for a minute. And a lot of it's white guilt. I'll just say it right now. It's white guilt, and that's what they've been portraying and trying to tear down anything that's righteous and holy in this country. They're tearing it down. You see it bit by bit.
Amen. And as soon as you fight back against it, look what happened. Come on, Rochelle.
Amen.
You're mute, honey. I can't hear you for some reason. Are you muted? Let me see. Your hand's up, but you're still muted.
Dave.
There you go. There you go. I think. No. Go ahead. Rochelle, go ahead.
There. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Sorry. There we go.
Sorry. Three things. So, yes, that's how I found you, was when you were the only person out there raising any kind of hell over what went on during the Super Bowl. Right. And I was very disappointed. I was falling over myself trying to turn the TV off. I had my niece there. It was bad. The other two things, when you brought up about the Nephilim, I'm writing a book right now. Part of Giants got me to Jesus. I know that's strange, but I found a lie and I started searching it out. I'm writing a book right now. And one of those articles that you referenced on the Trail of the Nephilim, I'm using in my book. I don't know if you can see, but that's a femur bone. They're huge. And then the third thing was about our churches. Jesus, this was prophetic. He said this would happen when, with the parable of the mustard seed, how it would grow into a large tree. And whenever Jesus talks about birds are bad. If he names an individual bird like a sparrow, that's good. But the birds that come and live in the trees, the leaves, the branches of the trees, those are the whoever's just making money off of the religious system. And those are our pastors now.
That's right. They are the birds. They're not the sparrows, are they, Rochelle? God bless you. Joseph, come on. Joseph, come in, then Glenn. Then Roger. Go, Joseph.
Well, you know, when you start getting death threats, you get hate mails, you get improper things on emails, you know where we're over the target.
Amen.
We're gonna drop the Moab.
Bless Omar, brother. Bless
them. They're gonna get it.
They'll get it. Bless them. Our men revile me and persecute me and say all manner of evil against me. They don't even tell the truth. They can't tell the truth about me. Colbert won't have me on to tell the truth. Oh no, he ain't going to let me do that, is he? He has to have some caricature, some mimic of me. No, they won't. Come on in, Glenn. Glenn Roger.
Well, I just, as a reminder, remember, it's the people in the seats taking the pop shots, okay? Romans 2:13 says, "For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified."
Not the hearer, but the doer. Not the hearer, but the doer. Huh? I speak again. Hey, I'm not honoring some Indian spirit. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't go there to trample on an Indian spirit, but sorry if it happened. Sorry. Okay. Come on in, Raj.
I have one word to say. Noah. They thought, think of what he went through, Dave.
Yeah.
Here he's building a boat. All the crate. You could only imagine the TV talk shows that made fun of Noah that during his day.
Amen.
You're in great company. And I've not even gotten to the disciples yet, but just one word, Noah.
Thank you, Roger. But listen, folks, please, I'm not whining and moaning. Please hear my attitude. I'm not whining and moaning. Woe is me. Oh, poor me. No. Those guys don't scare me. They don't scare me at all. What troubles me is our team, the unwillingness of our team to engage. That's my greatest frustration. That's what makes me angry. Paul, your hand's still up. Did you want to come back in? No?
Larry. No, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, you know, I've asked you guys to step up a lot over the last 5 years and stuff. And what I want to do, ask you to do now is, I don't know about you, but my home is in distress, so to speak. My nation is in distress. So I'm flying my flag outside my house upside down, and it's staying that way until we have a provisions to have a real, true, fair election in this country. I don't know how many years it's going to be flying upside down, but I'm not turning it right side up until we have fair elections in this country again. And I'm inviting the rest of you to do it. So as we drive around the country, we see upside down flags at homes. We know there's more of us. We're not feeling that we're the only ones on the block. Let's start something. They did that stupid ice bucket on Facebook, and millions of people took videos of people dumping buckets of ice water over each other.
Amen.
And that did absolutely nothing. But here, at least we can encourage each other by flying our flags upside down. So when we see somebody else's flag upside down, we'll know we're not alone.
Hey, Mike, pull up the football coach thing, and then Jeff, come on in.
Well, Ricky Miller, my veteran buddies, had his flag upside down for a while. Pastor Bill and I just committed. We're putting ours upside down, our poles out in our yard. So it's starting.
Yep, it's starting. It's starting. See, I had a lot of stuff I was going to talk about in regards to the election and all that stuff. Lord's got me in a different train, okay? Got me in a loop. Stay with me here. Let this encourage you. Mike, pull that up there, football coach. I think Mike's actually the one that sent this to me this morning. It's old buddy. What's his name, AJ? Is that what it is? Yeah, folks, this is. I love it. Just go. Just play it, Mike.
The first quarter, and the game is over. The left-wing Warriors are your new champions with a final score of 21-14.
What a hard-fought victory by the left-wing Warriors, your new champions over the disgraceful right-wing colluders.
Look at this footage of millions of people around the world celebrating the left-wing Warriors' big win. They are your new champions.
And here with us now is championship-winning quarterback Dan McDaniels. Dan, congratulations on the victory. How does it feel?
Yeah, thank you, but are you guys sure we won? The refs are telling us we still have to play.
No, don't pay attention to them. That's just inconsequential formality. Congrats on the big win.
Okay, it was a hell of a game, but, you know, we came out as the clear victors.
Now we can see that the colluders are refusing to leave the field, truly an embarrassment to the sport. Can you share your thoughts with us on this?
Hey, we won, okay? I mean, those guys were on top for a while, but if the colluders don't just accept defeat, this isn't going to look good for their legacy.
They're truly trashy humans. Congratulations on the win and being the new champions.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm going to Disney World. Are they open? No? All right.
As glorious of a day as this is for the sport of football, isn't it just embarrassing how the colluders are behaving?
It is. And as everyone at home can see by the score that we are clearly broadcasting, the colluders have lost. But now they're refusing to leave the field and accept defeat.
They're not only being sore losers, but what they're doing is crazy, dangerous, and seems like terrorist activity.
Now, it might be beneath us to even go here, but we've got colluder quarterback Josh McJosherson on for a post-game interview. McJosherson, why will you not admit defeat? What are you doing?
What? Because the game's not over. We still have 3 quarters left to play. I don't know what's going on here. What's going on is you lost. The Warriors have won. The game is over. No, it's not. The rules are you play 4 quarters of football and then the winners decide.
You have lost and everyone knows it. Will you vacate the field and concede defeat to the Warriors?
No, why would I do that? Something strange is going on here. Like, we came back from timeout, and then all of a sudden they had 10 more points on the board? Isn't it obvious
that— Cut him off! Cut him off!
In our good conscience, we can't let that kind of misinformation be broadcast.
The Warriors have won, because we said they did. A truly inspiring story.
because we say it is.
And it looks like the world of social media is getting in on the celebration and congratulating the Warriors on their big championship win.
And because you now know that the Warriors are champions, you can't not believe it, because you know that everyone else knows, and for you not to know would make you know that you're crazy.
Clearly. Oh, and there's the owner of the Warriors, who was helping out today running the scoreboard. And that does it, America. The left-wing Warriors win the championship game with a final score of 28-14.
They are unquestionably your new champions.
And now's a good time to learn Mandarin.
Cai Chen.
You noticed it was 21-14, right? And then it was... Oh, there's humor and truth, is there not? Unbelievable. Rachel, did you want to come back in? You still got your hand. I'm just trying to be kind here, just trying to make sure everybody gets in there. That, yeah, Stephanie said that made her spit her coffee out of her nose, because that is exactly the truth. Amen.
Hey, Coach, are you going to have a show tomorrow or not?
Oh, Larry. No.
Okay. So I'm going to do Flea Flicker Friday today, okay? I just want to get a praise report for Gail. Sure. The doctor called yesterday and said that she can stop taking the oral chemo early. She doesn't have to take it anymore for right now. So, you know, they always do a period of you stop taking chemo after the first session. But hers was scheduled for like 8 or 10 days from now. But they said stop taking it now. And then they gave us a date to go down for further testing and stuff. But I think they're really, really pleased with what they see and all the blood we're getting so far.
Amen, Larry. Good news, brother. I give you a merry, happy Christmas for sure.
Hey, Mike, my birthday tomorrow, too.
Well, happy birthday.
What about your father?
Yeah, how about your dad?
Happy birthday.
My dad is back in his regular place. He's not happy. He went 11 days because they didn't even have facilities to shower or bathe at the quarantine facility. So he went 11 days without a shower. I've registered an official complaint with the health department of the state of Texas against the outfit that put all that into play.
By the way, keep Rob Pugh in your prayers. His father-in-law is knocking on heaven's door even as we speak. We all got an email from Rob last night. So keep Rob Pugh's family in your prayers. Hey, Mike, if you would pull up that diagram of where all the money's gone. You know, Trump vetoed the bill, but I saw this yesterday and it just blew me away, folks. Think of the financial conditions the United States of America is in. Don't, whether or not they're giving $600 bailouts to everybody is kind of irrelevant. It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter one, whether it's 600 or 2000, that's not even the debate. What you're seeing on your screen right now is clear evidence that the New World Order and those in America who are part of the New World Order are doing everything they can to drain the finances of the United States of America. What you see on the screen is the money that the Senate, 93-7, approved, and the House, by almost the same overwhelming number, of foreign aid, 17 million. Folks, do you see this? Please tell me you see this as a redistribution of the world's wealth. They're taking our money and they're sending it every place else. You see it? 74.8 to the Caribbean, Central America, 505.9 million. Colombia, 461 million. Tibetan community, 17 million. Ukraine, 453 million. Georgia, and I don't mean Atlanta, 132 million. The Sudan, $60 million to the Sudan. South Sudan, 23 million. Venezuela, 33 million. Syria, 40 million. Tunisia, 241 million. The Democratic Republic of Congo, 325 million. Central Africa Republic, 3 million. Vietnam, 169 million. Burma, 134 million. Hong Kong, 3 million. Laos, 80 million. Cambodia, 85 million. Pakistan, 25 million. Nepal, 130. Maybe that's only 1,000. I don't know. Bangladesh, Malawi, 60. Folks, you see what's going on? Do you see they are draining the resources of the United States of America? And there's no opposition to it in the United States Congress. Can anybody explain that to me? Look at that. It's unbelievable. Come on, Chad. Welcome. Well, we missed you, Chad. Come on in.
Well, good morning. What I was going to just add on there is that I think the New World Order, they're taking or giving away the blessings of America.
Yes, sir.
They're giving away our blessings and doing things across this country or across the world. And for this country's namesake, that's not in the best interest of the American people as well.
That's why we're at war, isn't it, Chad? We're already at war. We're already at war, folks. They're printing money. They're just making up money, printing money, and sending it to every place else. And then our children and grandchildren hold the debt. Come on in, Randy.
Coach, all that is payback money. That's actually laundered money, Coach. Sending it. This deep state is sending this out, and they're going to take it right back after they launder it. That's
right.
All it is.
That's it. They're going to get it out through another channel for sure. Peter Strokes Blackberry. Come on in, Peter Strokes Blackberry.
Hey, Coach, you know what I said this before the show. This is the last act of a corrupt government is to loot the nation. This is what they're doing.
Yes,
and they're paying back all their cronies, just like Randy said. But guess what? This is the trap. They're all caught.
Amen, Vinny.
What yes. if you want to know whether corruption's real or not, think of how many Republicans did not stand up against this. Come on in, Kevin Van Story, and then James Pollock after that. Go ahead, Kevin.
I'm just going to concur with what Randy said. Every one of those politicians that voted for this bill are getting a backside payment somehow, some way, through family members, through any number of directions, but every one of them had just got their bacon slid.
Amen, brother. That ought to make us mad. Come on in there, James. Jamie.
I'm gonna read. I got Jamie with me here in the background. Okay. He's back here, but I'm gonna read Psalm 120 for you guys, if I may.
Sure, please do.
I believe it's actually perfect for what is happening to the body. Unless somebody can bring it up before I do, forgive me. My eyes are doggone it.
Psalm 1.
Coach, while he's looking for that, Coach, all God is doing, everybody's just going to see this. This is the end of it's going to the end of the deep state. Believe me. God is pulling everyone in the net that will not get on his side. I'm telling you. And all these congressmen, all these senators, all these political people that will not stand up right now, they're on their way out too. This isn't the end. This is the beginning, Coach.
I believe you. I'm with you, Randy. I'm with you. Go ahead, James. We got it up on the screen. You look like you're frozen. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips. From deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee? Or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? With sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace. But when I speak, they are for war. Oh, my goodness, James. Is that something? When I speak, they're for war. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Oh, my God. Hey, listen, I want to finish up with this here. This morning. I got so much. God bless Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers. I don't know if you guys saw the letter they sent to the president or not. Wow. I wish I had time. But, Mike, go to Bobby's latest video. Bobby's put a lot of time in making his videos, and he just made a video of our trip down there that I just want to honor everybody that went and play this 5-minute video that Bobby made of our trip down 5 minutes and 13 seconds of our trip down to the Serpent Mound. Why? Because when we open our mouth, they declare war, right? Go ahead and play that, Mike.
Freeze in a minute, Mike. I have to ask Mike to freeze it because I want you to listen to the words of this, okay? Bobby spends a lot of time making sure his music matches the video, okay? By the way, the Shawnee and the King of the Serpents, right? Worshiping that Shawnee serpent god. Unbelievable. Go ahead, Mike. Listen to the words.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no. Darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like you, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God you are higher than any other, our God is healer.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Our God is higher than any other. Our God is our God. Love all you folks out there. We're not going to do a show tomorrow. My wife said, let people spend time with their families. I love my wife. I don't want to sleep on the couch. We'll see you Monday morning. God bless you. Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the way, the truth, the life. He won't bow his knee to anybody. Neither should we. God bless you. We'll see you. Golly, see you on Monday.